It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I remember last year.
God, time moves so fast, man. I think of last year, it feels like it was 5 minutes ago.
But last year, I was very nervous about Aaron Rodgers playing in any preseason games. I did not want him to play in any preseason games.
Now you want to see him?
No, I still feel the exact same way, Teague. I don't want to see him.
Yeah.
I'm going to treat him like fine china. Like, I just don't want to mess around. I've got to make the assumption that working here in training camp and his fake fights with Garrett Wilson and all of that is going to prepare him for the season more than any kind of risk of playing an actual football game. So I got a couple of clips of Aaron Rodgers, one of which is very concerning to me. And you, again, have a chance to calm me down as a guy who understands what it's like being an NFL player answering questions from the media.
Let me hear it.
Aaron Rodgers very quickly told us how he found out that he wasn't going to play in preseason games. Listen to this.
It was news to me yesterday when he said I wasn't going to play in the first two. Eric sent me that. Thank you.
Eric sent me that. Thank you. Now, I assume he's talking about Eric. I think his last name is Gelfand, who is a part of the Jets PR department and does a fine job. And so Aaron Rodgers is basically telling us he didn't know that Robert Saleh was going to say Aaron's not playing in the first two preseason games. Aaron, news to me, he only found out because he got texted by the PR guy. I hear that. And my initial reaction is, boy, Robert Saleh sucks at communication.
No, I'm trying to think if I ever knew whether or not I was going to play in the preseason. Now, it was different back then because there was always at least one game where everybody played.
Right.
Right. It was the dress rehearsal, and it was always a Jet game.
Game
it was the
three.
One. Yep. Four back in the day. But I don't remember like game one or game two if I was ever told. It just kind of was like, all right, T, go in there. All right, you're done for the day type of thing. And it would happen on game day.
But isn't that different than, well, I'm telling the media, but I'm not telling the player, and the player finds out through a PR guy?
No, well, maybe. But I think the media responsibilities are so much heavier now than they ever have been. And so you just might not have had that conversation. To me, training camp is just, it's obviously practice. I mean, that's stating the obvious. But it's just, how do I get myself back into the mode to play football? And then the games pop up and you're like, oh, we got a game in 2 days. Or, oh, we got a game. You're not really thinking about the game. It's more about where are we at in the progression of our install. Like, are we, you know, halfway through? Are we full the way through? It's more about that. It's less about the game. Like, the game never meant anything. It was more about just preparing your body physically and getting yourself mentally ready for a grind of a 16, then now 17 game season. And so I don't think it matters.
Okay.
But I think this is more of a media like hurdle you have to jump that used to not be there.
It just sounds to me like Robert Saleh does a better job communicating with Joe Beningo than he does with his own quarterback.
I don't think he has that number anymore.
What?
I mean, Joe does have that number anymore.
Is that what you're implying?
Yeah. I like Joe B.
I think they still communicate, maybe not as often, but I think they still communicate. Yeah, I heard that jumped out of me. I was listening to Aaron Rodgers, and I'm like, oh, I found out through... Do you have something to report then,
Tate? No, nothing.
Are you saying your sources are telling you that Robert Saleh dumped Joe Beningo?
No, I'm not saying he dumped him.
I mean, that's the way you're implying. You're making sound effects.
Just like, I don't know, I'm just speculating.
I'm going to call him now and find out.
Bad job by me.
Now, the second thing about Aaron Rodgers I think is more interesting, and that is, do you want him to play in the preseason?
No.
Now, I've laid out I don't.
No.
You just say no. Aaron was asked. What was that?
I don't think he needs to.
In terms of preparing for the season or just in terms of in general?
I think about, well, preparing for this season. Because he's 40 years old, soon to be 41. And like how many shots does he have? Like how many
bullets are left in the tank?
Hits, right? Yeah, I don't want to use that analogy, but just like how many hits can he take? Like how many stresses can he take? And you're going to unnecessarily do that for 10, 15 snaps?
It's not worth it.
So what's the point?
I don't think there's any point.
And it's not like he's learning a brand new offense. It's not like Kyle Shanahan is now your offensive coordinator and it's completely different from, and it wouldn't be because it's very similar to what LaFleur and all those other guys were doing as well. But you know what I mean? Say it was a completely different offense. Maybe you'd want to see a couple of snaps.
Right.
It's the same thing he's been doing for years. So I don't need to see Aaron Rodgers to convince me that he's going to be ready for the 2024 season.
Here's what Aaron said when he was asked point blank, where do you stand on playing in the preseason?
Yeah, I mean, that's Robert's decision. I've never told him I don't want to play in the preseason. There's a lot of thoughts about whether there's any particular gain from it. We used to play all the time. It wasn't even a question. We played, 10 to 15 the first one, and quarter and a half in the second one, and the third quarter and the third one, and then sometimes, Tennessee would always play their guys. Shoot, sometimes through the third quarter, we would play, maybe a series or two. Now nobody wants to play. They don't want to play their guys. It's different. To combat that, now we're doing all these practices with other teams, so we have three of those. I'm assuming those will be like our super heavy days, and then it'll be like the preseason for us. If he decides he wants me to play against the Giants, I'll strap it up and look forward to that.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the fact that he's basically making it clear at the beginning and the end of that, it ain't my decision.
Yeah.
That's a Robert Saleh decision.
But you know what? He's right. And, I've had this conversation with many people, but including over at the Giants. Like, there's so much evidence now that how bad the preseason is for you, right? And how all of the wear and tear of running around and the stressors on your body, it's why they're not in pads as much anymore. It creates opportunities to get injured. And the last thing you need is for one of your major players to get hurt in the preseason. Mm. It derails everything. And so, like, the games are just for, it's like an attrition thing. It's like, who can we weed out, right? We know this guy's going to be here. 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 You guys don't need to play, but we have some questions on these other guys. Can you play on this level?
Right.
Here's your opportunity. Go do it.
Mm.
But they're still kind of expendable in a sense. You know what I mean? The less expendable player, the less you're going to play.
Yeah. You should be very proud of me because I now have selfish reasons to completely change my opinion on this. I'm now a Jets season ticket holder. And one thing I've learned as a Jets season ticket holder
is, still have to get the preseason games.
Yes! You're stuck with these preseason games. And I had already made a decision.
Don't worry, it'll soon be two.
Well, right now it's two home ones because the one on the road is on the road. So I'm stuck with two of them this year. One against Washington, one against the Giants. The one against Washington, very easy. I'm going to be out of town. I can't go. Very simple. I'm going to give it away. In fact, take a look at my social media account. I may give it away there, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't think I can technically do it on the air, so I may give it away there. But the second preseason game is against the Giants, and I'm taking the family. Like, why not? Low pressure. Take the boys. Take my wife. It's still the summer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
They want to leave early. Not the end of the world. I'm not going to freak out. But selfish Evan would want to see Aaron Rodgers. Like, why not? If I'm schlepping all the way out to MetLife Stadium, why wouldn't I want to see my quarterback? But here's the thing, Tiki. I put my fandom's brain ahead of my selfishness.
Yeah.
And so as much as yes, for any customer out there, for anyone who's even just watching the game, you'd say, I want to see Aaron Rodgers. Me. We got to look at the bigger picture.
Yes.
And the bigger picture is he played last year in the preseason. He made that one great, incredible pass. What the hell did that do for any of us?
Against the Giants.
Against the Giants.
Yeah.
Like, did that make us feel warm and fuzzy inside?
No.
Like, who cares?
No.
It didn't do anything for me. And I don't think it did anything for Aaron. I don't think it did anything for anybody. And I'm not saying it was a negative because it ultimately didn't lead to the injury on Monday Night Football. But, like, what's the point? And I think in life, it's like taking risks in life. My sister's going whitewater rafting today.
Really?
And I thought to myself, risk reward. The risk is I'm dead. The reward is I had a good time on rapids.
What?
And my decision is I'm not doing it because the risk reward is just not there. Sean's like, you should do it. I'll take that job.
No, it's not.
It ain't your job. It ain't Loogie's job. It's Rondé's job. Get it right.
All right. No, I mean, first of all, you should take it because you could easily die in a car accident on the way to MetLife Stadium.
Don't say that.
I'm just saying. Don't
you said you could die in a whitewater
rafting. Exactly. They're putting all the whitewater rafting business people out of business.
No,
that's a perfectly fun thing.
No, it is fun. Just like jumping out of an airplane is fun. Just like climbing up a mountain is fun. But those things bring inherent risk. Mm. Like driving your car is almost a necessity. Like you can't live it like a hermit. Mm. So I do think there's a difference. I'm sorry. Mm. Between driving your car or going on an airplane and knowing the risks versus I'm going to jump out of an airplane.
I think you're probably safer jumping out of an airplane. I don't know the statistics
on this. Then
whitewater
rafting?
Than driving.
Oh, then driving.
Driving?
Yeah. Most accidents, deaths happen on the road.
So what do you want me to do, never drive again?
Nothing. Just get yourself ready to see Andrew Peasley or Adrian Martinez.
Are those backups?
Those are the backups. Because Tyrod Taylor's not playing and Jordan Travis is on the non-football.
No, Adrian Martinez with the Jets?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I mean, he's there because Travis is in FI right now.
Jordan Travis isn't healthy. I'd love to see him play, but
I agreed. But he's not healthy right now.
No, but and that stinks.
And he was on the Lions last year, by the way, Sean.
That stinks for anybody that's going to the game. I totally admit that. But greater good, like, what's the point?
Dude, you're warming yourself up for your tailgate. You know, what are we going to do at the tailgate this year?
Right.
What are we cooking?
He can't grill, dude.
Oh, not him. I'm talking about other fans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're talking in general, not just me.
What are we doing? Like, what mix of beverages are we bringing? We're going to try out this new cooler. I got this new flat screen. I would like to Can I stick it on the side of the minivan? Like, what are we doing?
That's what the preseason is
for. No. Here's what the preseason's about. And I think every Jet and Giant season ticket holder will probably echo me on this. It's a way for the owners to just force money, extra money for them, and the preseason does nobody any good. Mm. Like, literally, the only positive out of the preseason is you can go really, really cheap if you buy it on the secondary market, and like I said, you can bring your kids and not worry about leaving early because the game doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, for the customer, the preseason is a giant pimple. Like, it just, there's nothing good. You're not practicing your tailgating.
Nobody's, a lot of people are, to be fair.
Practicing?
Oh, yeah. Those that get ready? Yeah, they did a little. Okay, can we set up the DJ booth this year or not? Let's
that's making the best of a terrible situation. That's all it's doing.
It's preseason for the fans.
You got to get tickets and you got to go, so you might as well. Right? Might as well make the most of it.
Yeah, and a lot of times they're not on Sundays. We worried about waking up the next day.
And it's still the summer.
Yep.
And you might be, I don't know, casual, not even casual, work from home Thursdays or Fridays. Like, yeah, I mean, it's fantastic.
You know what? Matter of fact, I'll take those Jets-Washington tickets. Let's go.
Would you really?
Would
you go? It's a 12 o'clock game on a Saturday afternoon.
12 o'clock on a Saturday? I'll be in the pool.
Dude,
enjoy.
That's the other thing. Like, could you find a worse time?
12 o'clock?
I'm not kidding you.
What's the day? It's mid-August.
It's a week from Saturday. It's not this Saturday. Dude. It's a week from Saturday.
So it's going to be 98 degrees.
Dude, I saw that schedule.
At noon.
A noon preseason game. I mean, my God, they should hose us down in between the game.
Yeah,
like, just start hosing us because it's going to be hot and disgusting and just, oh my, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to successfully give these tickets away.
You will.
You think so?
You will.
You think?
What about Al Cintron? Isn't he a Washington fan?
That's true. I could give it to Al. I give it to Big Al. All right. You know what? Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm always an ideas guy.
No, you're an ideas guy. Now, when I text him, he's going to not think it was your idea. He's going to be like, Evan's such a nice guy.
Well, we do have breaking NFL news.
Oh.
Okay. The Chargers have announced that Justin Herbert has been diagnosed with an injury to his plantar fascia. Per the team, the doctors have recommended approximately 2 weeks in a boot, followed by a graduated return to play.
Wow.
There is an expectation.
He's not playing week one.
Well, there's an expectation, according to Schefter, that he will be ready for the start of the regular season, but clearly something to monitor. Looks like Herbert basically won't participate the rest of camp here.
Now, didn't Eli Manning play with plantar fasciitis through like an entire season?
Well, So it's a couple of things. It depends on if there's a tear. If there's a fascia tear, you're screwed. That's what they're trying to prevent by putting him in a boot for 2 weeks. But, I mean, if he's not ready, the Easton Stick era begins.
And he played last year and it wasn't very pretty.
I know. That's not going to be pretty for Jim Harbaugh. But whatever, we don't care. It's on the West Coast.
No, I do. I'll tell you why I do care. And not that I'm ever rooting for injury, but I care because that's an AFC competitor for a playoff spot.
Oh, yeah. So good. So you don't care. You're like, you're happy for
it. Yeah. I'm not happy the guy's hurt, but I am happy that the Chargers may have to get off to a bad start, assuming Justin Herbert misses time. Doesn't sound good, though. Boot for a couple of weeks, slow gradual recovery to play. I would guess we're going to see Easton Stick week one.
That's a big deal.
Easton Stick, or if the Giants get sloppy and only carry two quarterbacks,
Tommy DeVito.
Tommy DeVito, you're right.
That's why they may lose Tommy DeVito.
His injury last year was what, Justin Herbert?
It was a finger.
Shoulder? Oh, finger. That's right. It's definitely a finger.
On the throwing hit, he broke his finger.
Right. Happened in a game we actually were calling. I should have known that.
That's all right. Listen, man. New team, who dis? It's easy to forget stuff, man. Let's go to Tommy in Oceanside. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, now that it's August and the fantasy football drafts are coming up, in one of my leagues, where a group of 12 men, 24 years old, and can't decide on a league punishment for last place, I wanted to see if you guys would decide on a last place punishment for us.
Yeah, there are so
one thing,
many.
Though, it can't include drugs.
Alcohol, can't include drugs. Okay, no alcohol. I'm sorry, alcohol, yes, no drugs.
Alcohol is good, no drugs.
Thank God for drugs.
Yeah, so, Tommy, you have so many amazing options depending on how far you want to go with the embarrassment. Like, do you want to make it?
I'll tell you this. To give you context, a few years ago, same group, same league, our punishment was last place has to take an intercourse doll, I don't know if I can say the other word, takes a doll to a restaurant on a date and go by themselves. And they didn't do it.
They didn't do it. So then what did you do if they didn't fulfill the penalty?
That's actually a great one.
We kicked them out of the league.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's a rough one.
That is.
No, but you should kick him out of the league, because if you agree to whatever the punishment is, and for those who don't play fantasy, usually the way it works is if you finish in last, 12-team league, 14-team league, so it's not like you didn't win. You just literally finished last place, which is almost tough to do. You have to suck real bad. That you have to do something.
Somebody's got
to
finish last. I got it. I think I have the best punishment for anybody who loses.
Take
fantasy.
The SATs?
No.
Get a tattoo that says fantasy loser?
No. As you know, the Odyssey app's a beautiful thing. Everything's downloadable. 24 straight hours of listening to every Lugauer over the past year. You want to talk about punishment?
Wow. Who saw him taking that out of his bag just to take a cheap shot at his friend, quote unquote?
Generational talent.
I mean, my God.
Tiki, good punishment?
That is a good punishment.
I think that...
But I think they'll actually see it as a benefit. They grow to appreciate and love Loogie.
I think that
before you know it, you'll be in that seat and he'll be in yours.
Oh, that's the way it is twisted.
I think that one of the other things I love is it really depends on the kind of people in your league. Like, one thing I've always wanted to do to bald people, like Tiki Barber, like BT, like Sean, like Sal, and like Craig. Those are all a bunch of bald people that I know, two of which I've had as radio partners. And what I've said to almost all of them is you have to grow your hair out. Like, I think that is the ultimate bald guy punishment.
Yeah.
Where you can't do it. You got to just grow it out.
I had to do that.
You had to do that once?
I had to do Plexico made me do it. And I don't think it was even a bet. It was a training camp thing.
How did he make you do it? I have so many jokes on
it. It was because we were in training camp. And instead of arguing with my teammate on the sideline, working it up like Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson. He's like, hey, man, why don't you just grow your hair out? What will it look like? I'm like George Jefferson. He's like, dude, you got to do it. So I did it. It was training camp. Why the hell did I care? Nobody was seeing us up in Albany, New York.
Wow. I'd love to see what it looked like.
If it was a ball, I'm sure there's a picture somewhere. Or I could just do it again.
Yeah, do it again.
It would take like a week.
Do it again.
It wouldn't even take a week. It'd probably take like 3 days before you start to get a semblance of what it looked like. But here's a good one.
Yeah.
Either if you're not bald, you have to cut a smiley face in the back of your head.
That's a good one. Bad haircuts are always an option.
And if you're bald, you have to wear a smiley face, like draw a pencil smiley face on the back of your head and wear it like that for a week.
That's not bad. I like the date with the sex doll. Like, that's actually a really embarrassing but creative idea.
And you might look normal at most Applebee's.
I'm a loser. I mean, you could sort of get away with it, yeah. And then you have to have, like, a full conversation with them the entire time. But I've seen a lot of suggestions.
But people would ask, and you could easily explain it away, and they'd be like, oh, okay, that's okay.
I think that's part of the rules of the punishment, though. You can't say this is a punishment, you know? I saw a few suggestions online. One is that you got to stand on the side of the road and say and have a sign that says honk if you think my fantasy team sucks, and you got to just stand there for like a few hours. Yeah, kind of mediocre. Yeah. Go to a sporting event, and you've just got to take your shirt off and sit there shirtless for 9 innings.
Oh. Nice.
Again,
regardless of the temperature,
right? Now, here's the problem. For Tiki, he'd be like, great, no big deal.
Right.
For me, I'd be thoroughly like, I'm not doing it.
Right. I went running shirtless yesterday.
I'm sure you did.
Fantastic.
You love to show off the guns. There's a lot of, and then there's like the simple option of, all right, you got to host next year's fantasy draft. Something stupid like that. I've always wanted to do it in our baseball league.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea I've always had, no one's gone for it, mainly because I forget to bring it up. And we've got, look, you're all in the fantasy league. Like, literally everybody around right now, Loogie's in the fantasy league. You and Sean Tiki have a team. Pete Pilotti's been shadowing. He's in the fantasy league. I'm in the fantasy league. Mm-hmm. My idea was the champion gets to rename the losing team's team name for the following
season.
That's
actually a good one.
You like that one, right?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Not bad, and we all know it, but nobody else really knows
right,
it.
So
you're
it's not
like publicly embarrassed.
Yeah, it's not public embarrassment, but you have to go through a whole year with your team name being something, you know, right. God knows what it is.
I kind of like that.
Well, you better be careful because you and Sean have a chance to be that team with the worst record.
No. We've put ourselves ahead.
Yeah. Oh, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Who's got the worst record in our fantasy league? Anybody that works here?
I don't know.
Pete Pilotti.
Oh, Pilotti? No wonder you were trying to trade with us.
Yeah, he's selling everybody. Hey, Bilotti, would you be okay? Would you feel comfortable if, let's say, I mean, I'm not going to win the league. Loogie. Loogie has a shot. If Loogie
the winner gets to rename.
The champion gets to do it, yes.
I would feel comfortable next year, maybe. But no, yeah, of course, yeah.
You'd be okay with it?
Yeah, that's fine.
No, we might have to put this to a vote, Evan.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm just going to implement it.
Oh, nice.
That's the way I run as commissioner.
Dictatorship?
Yeah, I run my league like a dictatorship, yeah. Mm,
right.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, we're doing that then.
Nice.
Starts now.
See how easy that was?
The problem is, like, for our last caller and for a lot of people listening, I think you want more than that. You want some kind of public shaming that's, like, really embarrassing.
Yeah, but it's also...
And that's a private embarrassment.
But the public shaming, I guess it's a big deal, but most of the people who see you aren't going to ever see you again.
Mm.
So what's the point?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, whereas internally, you know. And you get the call, whatever, you know, Bilotti's future team name is going to be. You can call him that.
It's also like, for everybody, it's so different. I don't think any of you guys apply to this, but Sean and I do. So Sean and I are very similar. I guess Loogie to a degree. I would never agree. Let's say I lost my fantasy league, and my punishment is I've got to wear a jersey of a team that the champion decides.
Hmm.
I would never go for that. Because I could not live with myself if Sean put me in an Aaron Judge jersey for an entire day.
Not kick me out of the league. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. No,
really?
I'm with you. I wouldn't do it.
No
God,
shot.
You guys are so sensitive to that stuff.
Nah, can't do it.
Really,
we're Yankee fans in our household.
Okay.
And we went yesterday to the Mets game. Thank you, SNY. We appreciate the hospitality. You know what the first thing Brooklyn wanted to do? Go to the team store.
Yeah.
And you know what she got?
What'd she get?
A Francisco Lindor jersey.
Hey, Tiki, can you do me like just a really quick favor?
What's that?
Can you just shut your mic off, go into the corner and hold your ears? I have to have a private conversation with the audience. Okay. Tiki has now done that.
So coming up at 4:00, I'm giving him a Brees Hall Jets jersey, and I really want him to wear it. This conversation makes me think he's going to wear it.
Sean, are you concerned right now?
Very.
Loogie, how concerned are you?
I don't think he's putting it on.
Oh, I think he is. So anyhow, Breece Hall jersey at 4 o'clock.
All right, Tiki, you're good. You're good. Come on over, Tiki.
If you don't.
All right. Yeah, no, we just had to have a brief conversation. We're good now. Because this conversation we're having is very important to a conversation that we may be having a little bit later on.
Nice.
Let's go to Joe and Valley Stream. What's up, Joe?
What's up, Joe?
How are you? Hey guys. What's up? So we have a 12-team, 12-team league, and the loser has to give a big kiddush on Sabbath. So that's like a big party. So in order to keep all teams engaged, the loser has to make a big party on Sabbath. So it just keeps everyone in it.
Yeah,
nice.
It makes a lot of sense because no one wants to throw a party. Like, let's be honest. It's the most daunting thing ever throw it.
Shabbat?
I think that's what he was referring to.
Yes. Shabbat Shalom.
Yeah, thank you.
Very welcome.
And vice versa. Let's go to Matt on Long Island. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Just wanted to chime in on fantasy punishment's idea.
Yeah.
As someone that's done the sex doll punishment in New York City, I have to say it's absolutely fantastic. Embarrassing. People coming up to you left and right. It's just absolutely fantastic punishment. Then you go out bar hopping with your boys after. Nothing better than that.
Wait, so
with the doll in tow?
Well, I'm sorry, what?
With the doll in tow afterwards?
Oh, yeah. You got to carry the doll around the entire night to the pregame, out to dinner with you by yourself.
I have a million questions, Matt, but this is very intriguing. So when you first went out with the sex doll, just you and her, like, did people look at you? Did you find it, like, really embarrassing at first, and then eventually you stopped caring? Like, take me through that.
Okay, so essentially, I trained into the city, and I got basically 15 different people coming up to me on the train to ask me to take pictures. They thought I was, like, a naked cowboy.
You became a celebrity.
Exactly. So there's at least 50 different people out in New York City that have pictures of me with a sex doll on their phone.
Nice. And it didn't bother you, even at the beginning. You're like, whatever, who cares? I don't know these people.
I will say I definitely was, like, nervous at first, but once I realized, how stupid it was, I had fun with it.
Right. Yeah, and at the end of the day, as Evan just said, most of the people you're never going to see again.
It's true.
And honestly, not that bad a date. Nobody's stealing your food, saying, can I try that? And you know what? I'm not getting annoyed
with
the story.
And it's a very cheap date.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you be okay with that? Because you guys are all public figures. So it will forever be a picture that lasts of Sean Borash with his arm around a sex doll at a Japanese restaurant on a Friday night. Like, are you okay with that? Because context eventually goes away. You can say, oh, but the audience knows.
True.
Yeah, but most people aren't going to know that. And then the context is forgotten about. And then it's just you with a sex doll at a restaurant.
So what?
Okay.
Who cares?
I'm just asking.
It looks like such a kinky sex activity. And who knows what happens when you go home?
You know what? I've changed my mind. For our ongoing fantasy baseball league, not only is your team name going to be renamed, but you also have to spend an entire evening with a sex doll in your face.
No.
I'm sorry. No, what'd you say, Pete? You don't like this idea?
No, Pete doesn't like it.
Oh, I didn't even finish yet. And then after the date, yeah.
Anybody
whip out the
trends?
Jumbo package.
That's right.
Gotta go all the way with that.
Jeez.
I got a very special gift for Tiki coming up at 4 o'clock. Wink, wink. And we'll get to your calls at 888-808-1019. Plus, Aaron Judge is having a better year than I think people even realize. We'll explain it next.
Hunting like a little biggie. Get you hyped up. Evan and Tiki here on WFAN. Evan's running to get something. I think probably my gift. But for those who care, Simone Biles has done it again. Another gold medal in the women's all-around for Simone Biles.
Oh, good for her.
Most decorated American gymnast in history. Suni Lee, who won gold 4 years ago, she got the bronze.
I leave for 30 seconds. We're talking about the Olympics.
I mean, nothing else is on TV right now.
Nah, you're right.
The architect was just in here asking us why we're watching a replay of a game that we were at yesterday.
Oh,
he said,
the match.
There's nothing else on. And I said, oh, wait, there is something else on. So I flipped on the Olympics. We're currently watching swimming, but it brought to mind that for those who want to know, Simone Biles has done it again.
Well, good for her. I apologize. I didn't want to lose the gift I got you. I remember that I left it in a very public space, and I was concerned that the animals who work here at WFAN would take it and steal it, and I wanted to make sure I had it, because coming up at 4 o'clock, I have a special gift for Tiki Barber.
I can't wait.
If you want to know what it is, you can rewind on the Odyssey app to about 13 minutes ago. We had a very whispery conversation here on the radio, so Tiki couldn't hear it.
Yes. I was in the corner with my fingers in my ears going, la, 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 la.
And I appreciate
that. Thank God
that.
You said ears.
And I appreciate that because we wanted to be a surprise coming up at 4 o'clock. We'll get back to your calls in a minute. We've done a lot of football to start, giving our August 1st win total predictions for the Jets and Giants. But I saw this the other day at the end of the Yankee game, and it jumped out at me as something that is so insane that I don't think we appreciate. So Aaron Judge is having a great season. Mm-hmm. I think we all know that. Like, his batting average, his home runs, his RBIs, his OPS, they're all very comparable to what he did 2 years ago.
Absolutely.
He's on pace to hit a few less home runs than what he did in 2022, so not quite get to 62. But his OPS is actually higher. Hmm. His slugging is higher. His batting average is higher. He has a chance to drive in more runs. Okay, great. We all kind of know that. But he also had a terrible April. In the last 80 games that Aaron Judge played, and I only know this because Yes did this graphic, I think it was during the postgame, and I could not believe what I was reading. In the last 80 games that Aaron Judge has played, which is half a season,
mm-hmm.
so you can times it by two if you want to do, hey, what would this look like in 162 games? He has a 370 batting average. He has an OPS of 1,300. He is at 35 home runs and 86 RBIs. That would put him on a pace to hit 70 home runs and drive in 172 runs.
Wow.
So I know he's not likely to keep that pace up over the next 80 games, the rest of this year and the first few games of next year. But understand that what we are witnessing from Aaron Judge, overall he's a lock for the MVP, mm-hmm. but just over these 80 games is truly something, Tiki, that's amazing.
It's unbelievable. I mean, there's 52 games remaining, and he's already at 100 RBIs, as you were just mentioning. And you look at the numbers, and they don't make sense, right? The home runs only do because he was ahead of this pace a couple of years ago. But statistically, he is the best baseball player I've ever seen him play. And he does it consistently. And he's less of the fielder that he was a couple of years ago. And I think that's partly because they're just taking it easy on him.
He's also DH'd a lot. He's played a lot of center field.
Right. He's not out there every day. There was points where he was playing in the outfield, mostly right. But he was in the outfield every single night. And he was the dual-purpose guy. But nobody is as consistent as him that I've ever seen. And it's a marvel because he's so big that you would think he's inevitably got to lose something, whether it's bat speed or, I don't know, something just gets off kilter a little bit. But it just doesn't happen
for
him.
The only thing that stops Aaron Judge is health. It's
yes.
always been the only
but,
thing
I mean,
that
the
stops
last
him.
The last issue was a fluke issue
right.
with the toe. And then you got to go back 3 years before he had something that was dramatic. I mean, he's so special of a player.
And he's been doing this all year. Obviously, the Yankees are playing great baseball right now. Jazz Chisholm has been red hot since the trade. Even DJ LeMahieu had a monster day yesterday. And I do say thank you to the New York Yankees. They swept the Philadelphia Phillies. That does help the Mets if you're a believer that the NL East race can tighten up. But this team right now
eight back,
has
by the
been
way.
Playing. I know. This should be seven back if they won yesterday, but they didn't. They have been playing outstanding baseball. And I think the feel we have for this team now is completely different.
Oh, of course.
Because a week ago, I mean, literally it was a week ago, their death sentence was being written. And now, with the way they're playing, the final two games against Boston, you go back to that Saturday night with the comeback victory, the back-and-forth game,
yep.
they're down to their final out, they're down to their final strike. From that moment, they've been tremendous.
Well, they've been tremendous because offensively, they're now constructed better. And part of it was Giancarlo Stanton coming back, but it's really been Jazz. And we had this conversation via text, but when you don't have somebody protecting Aaron Judge and Juan Soto, they're just going to get put on base. Now, if nobody's punishing you for putting Soto and Judge on base, who cares? Right?
That's what the Mets did.
Right. You can maybe just win those games because nobody's going to punish you for that. Now with Jazz, now maybe this he's going to come back to where his average is. He's not going to hit 350 or whatever the heck he's doing since he's been a Yankee and three multiple home runs, four home runs, I think. But if you have somebody who punishes you for putting Judge and Soto on base, now you got to pitch to Judge and Soto. And it just compounds your issue.
And if you don't pitch to Judge and Soto, then Jazz Chisholm is going to show you those right. Jazz hands,
so,
man.
I mean, he's been a big catalyst. They feel correctly constructed now. It was just one move.
No, I get you. And Stanton coming back, yep. It just feels very different right now if you're a Yankee.
And
fan.
A combo of Verdugo and Gleyber in the leadoff hole have started to hit since then, too.
Mm-hmm.
You're not hearing things about Jermaine Jones' numbers versus lefties. That's one of the point out at Hard Rock. You know, things are going well now. The New York fakies are dead. The Yankees are here.
No, I mean, they're definitely here, man. They have a chance to be in first place by the end of the night.
Of course.
They've been playing great baseball.
Hottest team in baseball.
Shut up. You're going to do that here, too? Sean's been pushing that they're the hottest team in baseball and was arguing with people on social media about it.
I shouldn't have to argue, and I'm not pushing. They are 5-0 since acquiring Jazz Chisholm. 5-0. They now are tied for the league lead in wins. They are the hottest team in baseball.
They're not even the hottest team in this city. So you're 0-1.
Tiki, how many were Red Bulls on a hot streak?
You're not hotter than the Mets. So
are you guys about to fight over this?
Because he ignored me. I make a comment, and then he goes to his daddy, Tiki, and he throws out a stupid joke that no one laughs at.
No, because if you're about to fight about this, I've given this a lot of thought. I want to make these fights official now. Well, I don't want them just yelling at each other. There needs to be fights of record.
Well, the Mets just lost, so it can't be the Mets, can it?
No, it can't be.
I don't know what he's saying. I don't even care. I just wanted to be pointed out. Are you guys about to fight? I just need to know.
I don't fight. I just obliterate him. So
okay, they're about to fight. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you, because anytime these guys are about to fight, I feel like we need to pause. We need to call a timeout. Get them into their corners, and then allow them to beat the crap out of each other.
Oh, interesting.
So I propose to you, Tiki, by the way, fellas, you're not a part of this conversation right now. You will be in a few minutes. I propose to you a brand new segment called the Lugash Debate Series.
Lugash. So Lugie.
Lug and then
more,
Ash.
More
yeah.
Ash.
And
not,
it's.
Yeah, not Lugash. Lugash.
Lugash Debate Series.
Okay.
In fact, I've given this so much thought. It already has its own theme song.
Get out of here. Is this an AI thing?
Would you guys like to hear the new theme song?
There it is.
Do we have a choice?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Lugash Debate Series. Very dramatic, right?
It might be the only debates we get this fall.
Maybe. So, ladies and gentlemen, here are the rules. And Tiki, if you have a difference of opinion, it is our show together.
All right, let's hear it.
Each person, for whatever stupid thing they're about to argue about, apparently it's who's the hottest team in baseball, they each get, at most, 1 minute to state their case.
1 minute.
Could be less. All right. 1 minute.
Okay.
Sean gets his time. Lugie gets his time. When they are done, we then let them beat the crap out of each other with words. That's when they can go back at it. They can yell at each other. When it's over, and we will tell you it's over when we play this sound. Okay? When we play that sound, we know it's over. We all commence. Tiki and I will decide who won the debate.
Oh, nice.
And it's not strictly on the merits of what you said. It's more who won the debate.
Right. Is there a punishment for the loser? Or is there a prize for the victor?
Yes, there is actually. I have a whiteboard over here.
Oh,
and I like to keep track. So, for example,
nice.
I'm going to write more Ash on one side of my whiteboard.
Okay.
As you guys can see.
I see.
And then Lugie on the other side. You will vote. I will vote. If there's a tie, we'll take one phone call. One phone call to decide who won the debate. And then someone gets a win and someone gets a loss.
Nice.
All right. So for those scoring at home, Evan got to play a song. He got to break out a whiteboard he wants to use and then pin two people together.
That thing is like brand new.
Yeah.
I tell you, I've been waiting to use it.
I bought it 2 days ago. I've been so excited. I've been waiting for you guys to fight like babies so we can debate the Lugash Debate Series. So you good with those roles?
I am good with those roles. This should be fun.
So, ladies and gentlemen, in the first ever Lugash Debate Series, we present to you Sean Morash versus Tommy Lugauer on who the hottest team in Major League Baseball is. Taking the stage first with 1 minute on the clock. Let me set my timer up. First up would be Thomas.
No. I shouldn't go first. You're the one with the big mouth staking the claim.
No.
You go first.
You're debating my claim.
No, but make your claim. You just said something stupid and had nothing to back it up with.
Evan, I think it's best for the show if he debates his claim.
You guys are going to fight about who's going first?
He made the statement, he should go first, and then I should be able to rebuttal it.
No,
that's
no,
how the
but he
work.
Already planned his rebuttal. He already thinks my statement's a problem, therefore he should make his case.
Tiki, break the tie.
You're aware of his stance, are you not, Tommy?
Yes, I am.
Therefore, you don't have an argument to not go first.
So I go first?
So
is that what you're saying?
Evan says you go first. Since he's the ruler of the roost here, you go first.
Tommy Lugar will go first. This is the Lugash debate series. The subject, in case you haven't picked up on it yet, is that Sean believes the Yankees are the hottest team in baseball. Lugie differs. Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Lugar is on the clock.
The Mets are 7-3 in their last 10. The Yankees are 6-4. Two of those seven wins, including going into your building, whooping your ass, and you could come up with any stupid phrase about those weren't the real Yankees. Aaron Judge, like the rest of us, was watching the Subway Series because Jake Diekman struck him out looking. And then the next night, Gerrit Cole, you know the guy you cried about on the air the other day? We whooped that ass. 2-0 there, 7-3 in their last 10. The Mets are the hottest team in this town and in baseball.
Okay.
Make a dopey little sound effect.
I'm sorry. I'm not a sound effect expert. I'm trying to do it. Hold on one second.
Okay, terrific.
This is poorly produced.
All right. Sean, your rebuttal.
Well, hold on one second. We heard Lou Gower's takes. I'm going to tell you what Lou Gower's takes mean. Hold on one second.
Okay. Right now he's taking his shirt off for some reason.
What?
And he's putting, I guess, another shirt on?
Another shirt?
Because he had an undershirt, so now he's putting another shirt on.
Yeah, he's not sitting under here shirtless.
It looks like there's a tweet on your shirt. I can't tell what it says.
Well, let's see. Hold on. This is his shirt.
Let me see what his shirt says.
It's a tweet from Tommy Lugar.
Hold on. I see it. It's a tweet from Tommy Lugar. Do you want me to read it?
Yes, read it.
It says... Hold on, stand up, Sean.
Get the date on the tweet
it
first.
It says, Jalen Brunson is a good player. He is not great. Hold on. This would be typical Knicks. What's the last part of it? It never ends.
It never ends. Also, if you'll notice, Positive Tommy, just 15 likes on that
tweet. Did you whip out a t-shirt of Tommy Lugauer's tweet about Jalen Brunson?
For anybody listening or watching the show, they should be aware of anybody they back who has a take like this.
What's the date on that high cholesterol? What's the date on it?
I mean, it says June 23rd, 2022. Okay. I guess Positive Tommy wasn't alive yet.
A couple things. Number one, that was negative Tommy. Wait a second.
You've already debated.
Not a part of it.
You've already debated. You're done.
You already debated.
Please, well, hold on.
No, you're done.
Guys, time out. The judge is taking it. Hold on, guys. So let me just describe this for the audience or people in the car. Sean just put on a t-shirt of an old tweet from Tommy Lugar.
From 2022.
From 2022, basically bemoaning the Knicks signing Jalen Brunson. Now.
That's his boy.
And I also want to note, the shirt is a size XL, not 2X for all the fat jokes.
Okay, Sean, enough. It is still Sean's time. He needs his minute, Lugie. After his minute is over, you will have a chance, I promise you, to say whatever you want. But he put this shirt on. Clearly, it's getting to you.
Yes.
Give him a chance to do his rebuttal, and then I promise you, then you have your 2 minutes to go at it. So, Sean, the floor is yours starting now.
All right. We are in a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately world in sports, life, and everything. And since the Yankees traded for Jazz Chisholm Jr., we have a 5-game sample size. They have won 5 straight games, including sweeping the team that leads the Mets by 8 games in the division. A team, by the way, we lost that starter. You just bashed Gerrit Cole. We started that guy off of AAA and still beat the Phillies for 3 straight. The Mets in the last 5 games just got trounced by the Twins, who the Yankees own all the time on an afternoon in Citi Field with 9 people in the crowd, by the way. 4 of them us. And the big
5, because Brooklyn was with us.
Right, and the big bad Braves, who have been struggling and bumbling and stumbling, whooped your ass for 2 straight days. So look, the Mets had a fun run, good run, not to be proud of, but the hottest team? 2-3 or 5-0, and a sweep of the best team in the National League? Folks... Debate series? No, there is no debate.
Okay. Wow. And about 5 seconds to spare. All right, now, Lugie, you can retort, and Sean, you can yell back at him. Tiki and I will shut our mics off. You guys can do whatever you want with each other. Go ahead.
Well, my retort is this. I was given a minute to stake my claim. This jackass was able to put on a big dog and pony show before where he takes a tweet from 3 or 4 years ago, which I've talked about before on the air. So he already warmed the crowd up, then got an extra minute. So I question the judging, number one.
What?
He got more time. He got more than a minute. That's not fair.
You didn't get more than a minute. You put a t-shirt
and
on.
And I have no choice. I have to defend this tweet now, and now he has me off my game instead of doing the argument at hand.
Can I ask you a question? Do you have a prop to put on?
No.
Okay, your point's dead.
Exactly. And he should know anything about warming the crowd up. He helps warm Keith's crowd up every night.
All I know is that time slot was Mike Francesa, and then it was Tommy Lugauer. You keep going the same role every show that you've been on. Last time I friggin' checked, you don't have a show. The marquee says Lugauer. That says Evan and Tiki. There isn't even a with Sean. You didn't even get a with, pal. I have a show with my name on it. And by the way, if you want to go that route, I have more political stroke here. I just have to call Craig or Boomer, and you're out.
Are you resting your case?
No, because this is constant. This is BS that he was able to put that shirt on. Because I feel like I want to fight you, Evan. Because how the hell did you get the shirt to start with? And I've already told you.
I went to Dick's. Actually, 500 level. Use code WFAN20 today.
First of all, the T-shirt he puts on is his own decision. Like, what does that have to do with you guys arguing?
You want
with
me
each
to
other?
Start on you?
What? This has nothing to do with me.
It has everything to do with you.
How does it have to do with me?
Because I think you perpetrated this whole thing, and I think you gave him the shirt to Here's throw me off my game.
No, hold on. Here's what I will tell you, and I think Tiki may have been out for this. So I think this is full record and transparency. I did say on the air that I was going to make a T-shirt of Tommy's Jalen Brunson tweet.
I actually remember this.
Okay. I didn't make it. Clearly, Sean did. And I give him a lot of credit for that he went through the process of, hey, I'm going to put this on a T-shirt. That was a good idea Evan had on the radio. I see how much it bothers Tommy. I'll use it at the appropriate time. And I guess he found the first ever debate in the Lugash debate series to be the appropriate time. So if you want to blame me for giving him the idea, quite frankly, the brilliant idea, of putting that tweet on a T-shirt, okay?
It's a good-looking shirt, too.
It's a very good-looking shirt. You can't blame me that he decided to use it now, and I don't think it broke any of the spirit of the debate. You got your point. You have your time. You still have more time if you need to say something else, and it is what it is, and Tiki and I make a fair judgment.
All right.
He was given extra time. That's all I'm saying.
Well, here's your time back.
Because now I'm sitting here thinking, do I debate what I said about Jalen? By the way, at the time, I was a star ever. I've said that. Jalen Brunson was not a star when he came to the Knicks. I wanted a superstar. I was wrong. Negative Tommy was wrong. Now Jalen Brunson is the king of New York. He's over Soto. He's over Judge. He's a dude. He's a dog. And through the power of friendship, the Knicks will win a championship. So we're all good there. And I smoked him in this debate. I mean, he left them laying. 7-3, and we swept you. And we are now the big brother. Because we won 4, you won 0.
All right, we were good.
I'm really not good, to be honest with you, but whatever you say, pal.
I just want to note that he kept saying I had more time. I left 5 seconds to spare. That counts for the shirt.
All right, now part of the rules are your mics have to go off. This is now going to be a conversation between me and Tiki, okay, guys? All right, we've got to follow the rules of the Lugash debate series. Tiki, your thoughts?
So, I was inclined to really love what Tommy said, just because of the head-to-head.
Yeah.
He had the Mets and the Yankees going head-to-head. I'm forgetting the whole Jalen Brunson thing, all the superfluous nonsense, the drivel that we just heard around the T-shirt. That means nothing, because the debate is about the Mets versus the Yankees, who's the hottest team. And the 7-3, which is fantastic statistics over the last 10, only the San Diego Padres are better at 9-1. So maybe New York, but maybe not across the National Major League Baseball, I would say, Tommy. But Sean's points were so salient. They were so, like, on point, like, nailed it, 5 in a row. We talked so much, ad nauseum, to the point where we hated our show on Tuesday about the trade deadline and how you have to do something. And now what the Yankees did truly made a difference. It has changed their team for the better, because you can't just walk Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. And right now, I feel like they could probably be the hottest team for a while in baseball. With that being said, the post-debate rebuttal by Tommy was on point. He just crushed Sean. Tommy, you get my vote.
Wow! He goes with Tommy! Mm. All right, so I have to disagree with something you said early on in your discussion of this debate. You said you're going to forget about the T-shirt. You're going to forget about all that. I completely disagree with you. I think that's why Sean kicked his ass.
Uh-huh.
I think that, look, who cares who the hottest team in New York is? Quite frankly, I was bored by that discussion. And it's also so stupid. But I guess that's the beauty of an argument. When he took that T-shirt out, like, it was funny, don't get me wrong. Did not win it for him, but it was funny. He got in a loogie's head so badly that the argument was over. That Tommy forgot what he was even arguing and had to go back, defend himself about Brunson.
But he did it so well.
He did it well. He did okay.
No, he did it great.
I think that Sean took him out of his game. And I think that Sean was calmer. I think Sean was more poised. And so to me, wow, we're going to go to a rubber vote right out of the gate.
Mm.
I award it to Sean Morash.
Wow.
And you're going to say Tommy Lou Gowen?
I got Tommy.
So one call, that's it. Okay? This person will determine who I write on the whiteboard as 1-0. And this record will stand forever until our next debate. And we're going to have records. We're just going to know. And boys, you have to accept the results. Okay? There will be no protests. There will be no, this was rigged. There will be none of that. Whoever this one caller we're going to take says won the debate, won the debate. Do you understand me?
Thank God we changed our entrance.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy, do you accept?
Whatever you say.
Thank you. See, he's, you know what? I know we have our issues. I know you're mad at me for some reason right now.
We have issues that have a long way from being settled. Let's wait for basketball season, my friend.
I didn't make the t-shirt. Sean made the t-shirt.
Whatever you say, Chief.
Ladies and gentlemen, John and Massbeth, I appreciate it. We appreciate it. In your opinion, who is the winner of the first ever Lugash debate series, Sean Morash or Tommy Lugauer?
I'm going to go with Sean, and it's a landslide. And you know why? Over the weekend, I caught wind of a tweet that Positive Tommy over here sent out of a phone call I made to the station back on June 17th of saying how Mets fans don't get too excited. The Mets are just the Mets, right?
Right.
Now, sure enough, the Mets have been on a great tear since then, and it's, you know, kind of gotten to me. It's also gotten to me because my 9-year-old daughter over here walks around the house screaming, Lugie, just randomly, just to remind me. And
that's awesome.
I'm going to say it. No? She, that's her in the background, just to say Lugie.
Yes.
Anyways, so that tweet went out Friday night, and I want to say, you know, WFAN might have two mushes, Sal and Positive Tommy. Since that tweet went out, the Yankees have won 5 in a row, and the Mets have won, you know, 2 out of 5 or something, but they went from first in a wild card to out of the wild card to where they belong, and they're going to stay. That's where they're going to be for the rest of the
season. Thank you, John. I don't need to hear any more trash talk. Look, here's the danger of a phone call. Here's the danger of me and Tiki disagreeing, because I think as we continue the Lugash debate series, there are going to be many days we agree.
Yes.
When it goes down to a caller, they could have any vendetta reason.
Yes, they could have an agenda.
They can. And we just have to accept it. So, ladies and gentlemen, the scoreboard is now set. I'm holding it up. What does that say,
T? That says Morash 1, Lugie 0.
I accept the results.
Do you accept the results?
I accept them.
Thank you. Tommy, do you accept the results?
Yep. Yep, Lugie. I got to give you a consolation prize, though. And honestly, this is so much more important than this stupid debate series. You are entering a neighborhood that very few people get in. You are getting to be known by a name. Not Tommy Lugauer. Not whatever your middle name is. Not that board op from WFAN. You are becoming Lugie.
Lugie!
Like Tiki. Like
true.
Cher.
That's right.
Like Madonna.
Seal.
Like Seal.
The Rock.
You got kids. Forget the adults that are listening. You got children. You know why I'm popular for the 25-year-olds that were Giants fans or even football fans? My name was easy to say, and they could easily remember it. Tiki. It wasn't Steve.
That's
wasn't
right.
Bob.
That's right.
It was Tiki. You are getting the name, Lugie. That's your consolation prize for being down 0-1
in
the Lugash debate.
Lugie!
I agree. Like, I know this is a tough day for you. I know that t-shirt really
rats. Get that grin off your face when you say it.
Why?
Because you got this S-eating grin.
I think he beat you. Bro, I'm being honest. I thought he beat you.
I don't think you're a dishonest person.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he beat you.
But that grin on his face, Teek, I'm going to smack him. What's with the grin, bro?
I thought that was funny.
You're taking sides.
I can't believe you took out a t-shirt of your own tweet. I will now tweet out a picture of Sean wearing the t-shirt.
I'm sure you will.
Of Lugie's old tweet.
I'm sure you will.
But we're all going to be in a much better mood because when we come back, I have a very special gift for Tiki Barber, and a lot is on the line with how he accepts it. Evident Tiki here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.